KQED.
Later today, a judge in L.A. considers ordering the release of several banker's boxes filled with the confidential personnel files of Roman Catholic priests accused of sexually abusing children. These files are supposed to be released as part of a multi-million-dollar settlement between the Archdiocese of L.A. and 562 people who allege they were molested. But there's a dispute over how much of the information in those files should be public. The Los Angeles Times and the Associated Press are suing for complete disclosure, as LA Times reporter Victoria Kim explains.
Well, the settlement was reached in 2007, and that was the product of many years of settlement discussions since the scandal first broke in 2002, and a flurry of these lawsuits were filed in 2003. The settlement reached in summer of 2007 was a landmark one unparalleled anywhere in the United States. It was a $660 million settlement with over 500 victims involving alleged acts of childhood sexual abuse by more than 200 priests. What's been going on since 2007 is the execution of one particular provision of the settlement, which was this document release of internal church files that have to do with the molestation by priests.
And this is a case so complicated that there are more than two sides of lawyers involved. You've got the archdiocese with its lawyer. Some of the priests have their own different lawyer. There are a lot of lawyers involved in the discussions over how this deal is going to play out.
So the parties that settled, that reached the settlement in 2007 were these alleged victims of molestation and the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. In addition to that, the additional people who are getting involved are the individual priests whose files would be affected by this document release process. Some are long deceased, some have long been laicized, and some are still in parish ministry. The two parties who agreed to the settlement process, they agreed that the files would be turned over to a referee and the referee would make a binding decision as to which files would be released and what information would be released. The priests, individual priests, were not party to that settlement, but an attorney representing them argues that their rights, their constitutional rights to privacy are affected and that they should have their arguments heard in court because of that. And on top of that, as of a few weeks ago, the Los Angeles Times and also the Associated Press have gotten involved because there are some redactions that were ordered by the retired judge that the media organizations do not agree with.
What kind of redactions?
The retired referee who oversaw this process made many decisions about what information should and should not be released. And for example, a part of that is victims' names or addresses. All that information is redacted, and as it should be. The LA Times also, as an internal policy, does not print names of victims of sexual abuse. But one of the things that he said should be redacted is the names of all church employees, and that's anyone from the janitor up to Cardinal Roger Mahoney and all top church officials. And he said this information should be redacted because he said what was at risk was sort of a guilt by association, and he actually brought up McCarthyism. He thought there would be church employees who would be implicated in this even if they were not themselves complicit in the abuse. What the media organizations are taking issue with is that this would mean that any top church officials or church hierarchy members who were a part of shuffling priests around, covering up allegations of abuse, that information would never see light of day and never would be disclosed to the public because in many of these cases there have not been trials and there has not been public accounting.
What exactly is in these boxes?
They could be psychiatric records. They could be letters from victims about what happened, victims' parents. They're could be internal church memos between top officials saying this claim was brought before us, this is what we're going to do about it, and this is why we think it is or is not founded. There, we've also seen in some cases in different parts of the country correspondence between local diocese officials and Rome, the Vatican, about what's to be done about these cases.
Over the years, the Times has talked to a number of sex abuse victims. What do they have to say about seeing what's in these boxes?
I've spoken to people who have this experience of having received the stack of files relating to what's happened to them, and they feel very strongly about what that meant to them and what having that information. I don't know how best to put it, if it's some kind of a justification or clarity after all these years. They say having that information was important to them, and to share it with other people who may have had similar experiences. And those who don't have that, who haven't seen this information about their cases for a very long time, say they're very much looking forward to it.
Victoria Kim covers courts and other legal matters for the Los Angeles Times. We did contact the L.A. Archdiocese. In a statement, it says it's already come clean about, quote, serious mistakes, and that the release of the files will show that there has been a lot of change in the way the Archdiocese handles sex abuse, and that the delay being discussed in court today is, quote, largely the result of objections by the individual priests whose files are being released.